are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Do you have a mouth?
And you got oxygen, so you can form words.
Doesn't matter what language you speak, it's free. There's a bunch of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right on your phone. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Would you guys keep it down?
Yo, ho, 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 what it is, though, and love and energy to you. Good afternoon. My name's Kwesi. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us on episode 17 of Expectations. So much to talk about, to share with you, and in general, just to hopefully laugh with you guys about. I share clips about love and euphoria, because last week was February 14th, and a lot of people have a name for that day, but here at Expectations Podcast, we do not observe the holiday on February 14th. We observe a different holiday, one that has withstood more, how do you say this, tests of time, maybe one that you guys haven't heard of, but we will be glad to introduce you here at the podcast. It's called Steak and a Blowjob Day. It's March 14th. What's good?
We also cover the epiphany I had at a gas station in the middle of Arizona about my father.
Weird transition.
We talk about, I don't know, like gratefulness for him and what he's done. We talk about, I'm not gonna lie, it's a weird clip. I just share it. I just share these things, guys. I just share them with y'all, right? But it's a weird clip. I just got done with the Hinge date that went really well, and I'm freaking out, and I'm like just over the moon or whatever. So I'm like screaming. I don't know. It sounds kind of odd. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll sue me. Maybe you'll call in and tell me to cancel the show. Please don't do that. And then lastly, we talk about me being a musician, question mark. Like, what the fuck? Like, am I really? Like, I never knew that. I guess I am, technically. Oh, yeah, that's what I was supposed to say to you guys this week. Shout out to my buddy who always stays on top of my, I guess, brain head. And was like, yo, make sure you tell people to subscribe to your podcast the beginning of the episode, and then also to give it 5 stars. And I was like, you know, yeah, what, chill, yeah, like relax, yeah, like don't tell them to do everything, you know. Sometimes you gotta do a little bit here and a little bit there. So all I'm saying, guys, if you have some friends you'd like to stay in touch with, be like, yo, I was listening to this new podcast and it's so amazing, it's called Expectations, and they told me not to have any expectations either.
I'm smitten. So what? I'm smitten.
Yikes. I think he's saying
smitten, y'all!
Translation, to be strongly attracted to someone or something.
The silicon gods have come through. Thank you to Hinge. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family. I want to thank all the supporters throughout the years. I got all these feels. This might be contributing.
Ooh. Yeah, might be contributing. Moving on, we'll be talking about my Faja, aka KK, aka Kwabina. So I finally just realized that boo-hooing or complaining about my father or parental situation, lacking of some sort, but mostly for my dad, this was the initial thought. I finally had the realization that that's like complaining about Clark Kent being your dad, and you're like, you just didn't do the things. Bitch, he was saving the fucking planet. Okay, so my dad is not actually Superman, because Superman's white, and my dad is dark. like dark. Like he makes Black Panther look like see-through Panther. Dark. Okay. And he was raised in a village outside of Kumasi, which is in West Africa. And so this motherfucker was the only one from his family, from his village, to come to the state. So yeah, he's got a lot of pressure on him. You know what I mean?
My dad has so many more crazy responsibilities in his life that I couldn't even fathom. And he, for the most part, is doing all of them. He sends money. He's like a harem. He's got a fucking harem.
And a wink. And a glisten. And a wink. What's the thing that your eyes do? That? I don't know. I'm be drinking this IPA, walking around, documenting my life.
Love and energy and third wind and a fifth wind and all these things that kept happening.
So I just popped outside for a quick little smoke break, and I had an epiphany, dog. I'm talking an epiph. So it's not like very often that I'm very confident in my ways of what I'm doing. Literally have the confidence of a fifth grader with a stutter and scoliosis. Like, you know, like something okay. Just vulgar. So I had this epiph about this podcast, the one you're listening to right now, Expectations. And it was just really fun. I had this really fun night of doing it. I just stayed up the entire night.
It's finally the embodiment.
This is what I'm talking about.
Show motherfuckers. I never actually really ever have ever considered myself like, when you see like someone like John Legend or like someone like a more like seasoned performer, Juilliard. Like, I never really saw myself like as a musician.
Okay. I know it sounds like I'm actually being very unconfident and negative or whatever, but actually knowing exactly what you're not, I think there's a lot of power in that, and I think that's the epiphany that I had. I was like, I'm finally fucking like knowing who I be, like
just like, I've always considered them fucking players and musicians. Like, those are players, bro. You know, and I've never really considered them.
I'm humble, damn it.
Announcements.
Yeah, real humble. So this next section of the podcast, I wanted to introduce to you guys this year. You know, we've been trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work, what's shit, what's not shit. And I got a good feeling about this one, guys. So this week section is called Rules for the Economy Class. Okay, so you guys ever been just watching a movie on a plane and everything's going great? Maybe you got a little water right next to you. Maybe you got some crayon apple juice. You're balling, right? And then suddenly, it's not turbulence, but a fucking earthquake of sorts catapults your TV straight into your face, and your tray hits your knees, and you're just thrown off for a second. You're like, what the fuck just happened? And you look up and you realize the motherfucker in front of you leaned back. It's very simple, guys. Leaning back is for first class passengers only. I swear to God, you try to lean back on me while I'm watching Crazy Rich Asians, I will blow softly on the back of your head until you stop. All right. This last trip I had, I'll tell you more about it next episode, but I swear to God, this guy, I'm enjoying myself. All of a sudden, pow, he comes back. Now he's there. And then he's back in and he just keeps adjusting himself. I'm like, man, guy, you know, bro, I'm trying to literally watch a movie to make me forget that we're 4 million miles up in the air and could die at any moment, okay? And you're over here fucking trying to get comfy cozy, dog. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get your ass up front.
Get your ass up front.
This is Expectations. Thanks for listening. And as always, just be yourself. It kind of sucks. It's kind of sucky. It's whatever. Doing first class privileges.